Pennsylvania.
Shirley, my sister, genius, that's right. She could take school of Harold Rosenberg and Tom Pettis, nobody else.
When, about when, and under what circumstances, did you meet Mark Lafter?
He's one of those people that, once I knew him, I seem to have known him always. You know, I don't remember the exact, there were some people you remember the precise time you met them. Mark was one of those people I seem always to have known, but I know I didn't seem always to have known him before 1950. And that was the advent of the Artist Club. It also was the year that I met Jean Renau, who is a mosaicist, a wonderful artist, who was much better known as a collector, to the detriment of her reputation as an artist. And she collected Gorky. Gorky was a big artist, but she also collected Noguchi, and she had Mark Worthcote and Barney Newman. And I would meet Worthcote at parties. Jean Renau gave the most superb parties. She'd have perhaps 18 people and have drinks before dinner, wonderful luxurious drinks, and wine with dinner and drinks after dinner. And the walls were covered with Gorky's, and then she had a superb painting by Mark Worthcote. And later she bought some paintings of Bill's. So I did would meet him often at Jean Renau's and also at the Artist Club and at parties that Yvonne Thomas's. Yvonne Thomas had a huge apartment up on Park Avenue. She also gave wonderful parties, invited. And so it was a great period of parties, really scintillating, sparkling parties, when the conversation was just absolutely wonderful. And Mark Worthcote was very social, very smooth socially. He had a kind of aloof manner. He would stand up very straight with his head tilted back, looking down, and with a little archaic Greek smile on his face, and make these dry little wisecracks. And I found him very witty, and also a very attractive man. He had a kind of atmosphere of sensuality that I found very appealing.
Yeah.
So I would say I met him in 1950.
When you were aware of his paintings, certainly.
I saw the first show, The Breakthrough. His earlier work, you know, in the 40s, that was influenced by Masson and had those contours and kind of tentative work. But then when he came out with the first paintings of the floated on areas, the turpentine washes, where there were no contours and the edges were indistinct, one color float over another. And I was absolutely captured by the magic of the presence of the colors, the fact that they did not inhabit shapes. That interested me very much. The shapes, they weren't really shapes, they inhabited areas, and the areas were approximate. Mm-hmm. It was, to me, very enthralling. So I wrote Worthcote a letter explaining